Class 8, Subject Geography, Chapter 1, Representation of Geographical Features. Good morning, children. Let us begin the chapter. In this chapter, we are going to study about topographical map, relief features, contour lines, physical and man-made features of a topographical map. At the very beginning of the chapter, you can see a definition of topographical map is given. Now, what is a topographical map? A topographical map is a large-scale map which shows elevation, relief, drainage, vegetation, man-made features like roads, railways, settlements, etc. Now, what is a large-scale map? A large-scale map is such a map which gives us detailed information about a small region. In a topographical map, we see detailed information of a small region, including all physical as well as man-made features. Topographical maps are very useful for public works, commercial and residential planning purposes. They are also helpful in the field of defense and navigation. When we look at a topographical map, we see a number of brown lines all over the topographical map. Now, what are these brown lines? These brown lines are called contours. What is a contour? A contour is an imaginary line joining places having the same height above the sea level. Contour lines shows elevation of the land, steepness of the slope, and shape of the land. In the next page, we will see the basic features of the contour lines. They are continuous curved lines joining the places of same height. They are drawn at regular intervals. They are closer together in areas of steep slope, but are wide apart in areas of gentle slope. The pattern of the contour line resembles the shape of the land. The value of the contour is written towards the ascending side or on the contours themselves. They are drawn in brown color on a map. Next, there is a picture given in your book showing two types of slope and how they can be differentiated with the help of contour lines. In case of a gentle slope, the contour lines are widely spaced, whereas in case of a steep slope, the contour lines are closely spaced. Therefore, with the help of the spacing of the contour lines, we can identify whether a region is a gentle region or whether it is a steep region. Therefore, the contour lines helps in understanding the gentleness or the steepness of a particular region. Now we move on to the next part of the chapter where the contours are helping us to differentiate between different relief features on the land mass like mountains, conical hill, plateau, ridge, col, saddle and gap. When we look at a mountain on the surface of the earth, they are huge elevations with a peak or a summit rising abruptly above the surrounding areas. But when this mountain is represented on a two-dimensional sheet of paper, it is shown with the help of contour lines. These contour lines are circular and they are closely spaced, showing the steep sides of the mountains. Conical hill is more or less similar to that of a mountain, but with a lower height. And here again, the contours are circular in shape and are drawn at almost regular intervals. The next part of the chapter will be explained in the next audio clip.